All right, welcome guys. So this message has been in the making for a few months now. I'm a bit nervous, so just bear with me a little. But before I start, as I was preparing through all this time, God gave me these two verses. The first one is in Psalm 27:14. It says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart." And the second one is, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged." These two verses, the first one, I was like, yeah, I'm going to tell Dave, don't worry about this message. I'm going to not, don't worry about it. I'm not going to say it. I'll just make it shorter and have a mini devotion. And then I remembered this verse and I'm like, okay, fine. I'll keep going. I'll see what happens. And the second verse was a text message I got from my pastor at church. And it was a time where I was feeling a little down. I'm like, am I worthy enough to come stand here before each and every one of you to speak this message? Can I really pass God's message on? And the next morning I got this text. I'll read it again because it's pretty awesome. "The Lord himself goes before you. He will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the message you've given me, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'd speak through me, Lord, and touch each heart here tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right, so I like to be a little practical. We'll get to that, but if we look at the title, it's "Where Do You Stand?" That you'll understand why at the end, but let's go to the next slide, Dave. Oof, what is that? So, that image will get clearer by the end. For now, I'll turn the lights off. For now, you might see it just as colors, blurs. That's basically it for now. But if we go to the next slide, we're going to read from Matthew 22:1-14. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burnt the city. Then he said to the servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man. There were a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. He asked, 'How did you get in here without wedding clothes, friend?' The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, 'Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are invited, but few are chosen.'" So, what we see here, there's a few points to be made. We see that we can take the king as God. So, he sent out the servants three times. The first, when the servants went out, he's like, yeah, go invite anybody you see on the road, and they can come to the wedding. So if we go back up, they paid no attention. One went off to his field, another to his business. The second time he sent servants out, they mistreated the servants and they killed them. And the third time was when he told the servants, just invite anybody who would like to come to the wedding. So, firstly, we've got people mistreating servants, we've got people worrying about themselves and worrying about their business, and thirdly, we've got these people. But Lastly, we have this man that came to the wedding, not in wedding clothes. And what we need to understand is this wedding is us with God at the end. This wedding is something we're attending to be with God. It's something He organized. He did all this for us to be with Him. So we need to know that God invites each and everybody tonight to be with Him. He sacrificed Himself. He's giving us all this food, all this delicacy that's His. We're not paying anything. In fact, He paid the ultimate price for everybody. So we need to accept His sacrifice. Unlike the man who was undressed, he came up just in pants, t-shirt. I mean, who goes to a wedding like that? And he didn't pay any respect to the king or his son. So are we like this man? We just rock up for the fun of it? Or do we know that God is inviting us to this ultimate wedding? Do we know that we need to dress appropriately? And by that I mean it's Jesus' blood is what the sacrifice is. We need to realize that He's the one that did all this wedding for us, and by that we acknowledge His sacrifice for us. So back to the first image, if you go up. Yeah. So maybe you're like this. This image will get clearer, as I said, but maybe you don't know what you're seeing. Maybe you're so far from God that you really can't see anything or anything you're doing. And as we go to the second image, again, it's a bit clearer. I hope you realize that. For this image, we'll read from Matthew 10, 32 and 33. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I'll disown before my Father in heaven. Pretty straightforward, yeah? Simple? So, God wants to have that relationship with you. As we saw in the first bit of reading in Matthew 22, God invited us to the wedding, but now He's saying here that He wants to have a relationship with us. He wants to acknowledge us before God. So God wants, when the time comes, we all meet with God. Jesus wants to be like, hey, God, you know, nudges him. It's like, yeah, I know this man. I know Dave. I know Zach. I know Steve. I know them by name. We've had a relationship. We've always been talking. But do you have that type of relationship tonight with God? Do you want to be in that type of relationship? Or will it be, but whoever disowns me before others, I'll disown before my Father in heaven? Will the time come that Jesus will be like, no, I don't know you. I've never met you. We've never talked. We've never sat together, had a time of prayer or fellowship or anything. So is that you tonight? And this is kind of, do you want to live in your own way? So you do know about Him. You do know that He will be with us at the end. But you want to live it in your own way. Or do you want to keep going and live the relationship and live how God wants you to live? So, with the third image, I got. So it's a bit clearer now. You can kind of see what it is. You've got footpath. You've got the cross. But if we start reading from Mark 4, what shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it? So this is Jesus replying. It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that birds can perch in its shade. All right, so I got some mustard seeds here. and I want each buddy to come up and get one. Or I'll go around if it's easier. Okay, I'll come around. Try and take just one.
Don't need it.
No, yeah, don't need it.
It'll grow into a plant inside.
And please don't drop them, it'll make a massive mess. Can we all see how small they are? Yes, they're tiny. So, we're like a mustard seed. We have this insane potential. This is what Jesus is saying. He's like, it is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Look at it. You can't even see it in the palm of your hand. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants with such big branches that birds can perch in its shade. Go to the next slide. That's a mustard tree, and those are people down there. So, yeah, just to put a bit of perspective onto how big these trees grow. So, that tiny seed in your hand is what that tree is. Yeah, let it sink in. Yeah, so like, as Jesus said, this mustard seed, it has massive potential. It's, each and every body of us here tonight is a mustard seed. Do you want to take hold of this potential or not? Do you want to grow as big as that picture was compared to other people? Do you want to have birds in the tree or not? And by that, as the tree grows, you're growing into faith. You're having that relationship with God. So when the time comes, Jesus will nudge God and be like, "Hey, we're in a relationship. I knew him." But with this potential, do you want to take it on, or do you want to stay something as small as this? Do you want to not contribute to what God has been telling you and not contribute to God's message at all? So, sorry, I lost where I was. So again, when he says, with such big branches that birds can perch in its shade. Again, as I mentioned, you're growing with God in your faith. You're growing with other people. And that's what these branches are for. Every time you grow a branch, you're helping someone else out. Every time the tree gets bigger, you're helping someone else out. When it says birds can perch in its shade, that's other people come to rely on you. So they come, make nests, as birds do, and perch in the shade of the tree. And that's you as a Christian. Are you living out this potential or not? And lastly, the last image is, where do you stand? So the Bible verse is, therefore go, it's present tense, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. So a few things here. It says the first two words is therefore go. As written up there, go is present tense. That was Jesus' last command to each and every body of us. That command is what we're meant to be doing each and every day. through our lives, basically. It's do you want your mustard seed to go out and do that last command that Jesus said? Or again, do you want to stay that small? And yeah, you know about God, you're in a relationship, He will acknowledge you, but why just stay small when you can really know what God has for you? So as the worship team comes up, I know it was a very short message, but I hope God did talk to you. In concluding, which image do you want to be at tonight? Or as a response, where do you stand tonight? Do you stand in that first image where everything is blurry, where you know nothing about God? Maybe you've heard of Him and you've denied Him. Maybe you've killed His servants. Or do you want to live having your own way? Yeah, it's a bit blurry. You do know God is out there. You do know that He does all these things for you. But yeah, you're living your day, every day. You're living your own way. You're having parties. You're drinking. You're going nuts every night. Is that the way you want to live? Or do you want to have this great potential as a mustard seed? Do you want to grow and have massive branches that can help other people out? Or are you already there with the last image we saw is where do you stand? And as the worship team sings this song now, just know what stage you're in. Just know where you are. Whether in any of those four images, just realize where you are. And it says in Matthew 11:28, come to me all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Whatever is on your mind, whatever's been going on through your life, God is there. I had, when I was in Thailand at the start of the year, we had a guy called David. He came to us, I think, a week into the trip. And he said these three words. He said, God is faithful. I don't know what happened, but these words have stuck with me since that time. These three words, every time I faced a situation, I'm like, yeah, God is faithful. Like, it became a second nature almost, that I know God is always there, no matter big or small, no matter whatever your situation is, God will always be with you. So as we just come in this time of worship again, what stage are you in?